Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is one of the top Wall Street analysts of our time, probably in the galaxy. He worked for a bunch of companies on Wall Street, and now he's a recovering independent out there. He's the author of Words on the Street, and which has become one of my favorites, and his regular analysis is available at leohaviland.com and other places. I encourage you to follow him. Leo, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your first-rate show.
It's good to have you here, as always, Leo. So, Leo, one of the things that's become more evident to me over the last few years, and I admit that I'm late to the party, is the power of the U.S. dollar to the human experience. I'm convinced that more than weapons, more than nuclear weapons, more than aircraft carriers, the most powerful weapon, offense and defense, that a U.S. president has is the U.S. dollar. And the strength of the dollar, in my opinion, is one of the best geopolitical forces for good, because I'm convinced that whatever's good for America is good for the world. And when the dollar is weakened, as it seems to be now, that gives me pause. How far off am I? How naive and sophomoric is that analysis?
Well, you're very astute, Jim. The role of the U.S. dollar in world trade, of course, is substantial, more than substantial. And to the extent it becomes less popular in usage or declines in value or both, it's a reflection of some forms of weakness for America and arguably declining role. And think of like the four D's for the dollar nowadays that helped undermine it. The U.S. has greater debt or the rate of increase compared to many nations. The internal divisions, economic, political, racial, gender, you can add to the list.
Right.
The desire for depreciation from both parties and the administration to get growth, and the declining power of the U.S. In a multi-power polar world.
Mm-hmm. And all those 4D. Things. But for some reason, over the past few years, in the face of some of those things, the dollar just got stronger. It was a safe haven. But are you saying that now these elements are sort of coalescing into a critical mass, that maybe before they were independent of each other more and they didn't affect the dollar, now they're coalescing a little bit and creating an environment where the dollar is being hurt?
They've been there for a while, but the inclination of the U.S., even in these rescue packages tied into the coronavirus, has enormous deficit spending. The U.S. divisions, which have been significant for a while, seem exacerbated in the past several months. They have coalesced to some extent. And let's see, too, that prior to the past handful of months, Jim, there was a rush into the dollar and this great search for yield because interest rates have been so repressed. Where were persons going to get a return or yield in another form? And a lot of those assets are dollar denominated.
Well, exactly. And so do you think, I believe that, and you and I have talked about this before, I believe that there are forces on planet Earth, some within U.S. and some without the U.S., who want the United States of America to collapse, to not be the strength as it is. And so China knows it can't defeat us militarily. They can't defeat us economically, monetarily, But if they can find a way to break us down internally, that's how they defeat us. Would you see a scenario where the coronavirus, getting it out as a desperate move even, would contribute to this? How much has the coronavirus contributed to the devaluation of the dollar?
The coronavirus within the United States has turned into another metaphor, as well as to some extent a cause of worsening divisions between, we could say, the haves, the have-nots, left-wing, right-wing, nationalist, globalist, and racial and other divides. So add that up, and you can have both insiders and outsiders, whether it's China, Russia, Iran, just pointing to the divisions and worsening them.
And then back off and let us go at each other. That's what's happening, I think.
Hold on to that thought. Sure.
Right back with Leo Haviland, folks. More to come after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.